question, sir. Just for the record, what is your name, sir?
Adam Robert Martinez.
Mr. Martinez. Okay.
Yeah.
What was your first name, sir?
Adam.
Andrew. Okay. Okay, the Honorable Mr. Hukaris will be conducting the service immediately you're hearing today, and so the next person you will hear will be the Honorable Mr. Hukaris, sir.
Mr. Martinez?
Yeah.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Okay, just want to make sure because we don't have our in-house PA system today. So I'll speak louder, but I want to make sure that I'm clear, or if I have to, like, sit closer to the microphone.
No, you're clear. I can hear you. Thank you. Nice and clear.
Thank you, sir. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Andrew Robert Martinez, and my ADC number is 198577.
Thank you, sir. And good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your committee supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should be given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on April 3rd, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, I did.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing your attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, I am, but I have a question. What are the violations?
I'll read them in a second, sir. We have kind of a protocol that we go through.
All right, my bad, sir.
No, I appreciate it. We'll get to that shortly, but there's certain things that we need to do during the hearing to ensure your due process. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing today. You cannot see us, but in the room.
Yeah.
Is our Honorable Board Chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright?
Yes.
The Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson?
Hello.
The Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse?
Hello.
The Honorable Mr. David Neal?
How you doing?
And my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Turner. And I am correct on that, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Pardon, that's because we have a new community corrections officer, and we're getting used to reading his name. But again, also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
All right.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Martinez and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, Mr. Martinez, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Now,
all right.
Keep in mind that should we pass from phase one to phase two, there's a separate vote for that. So when you hear that vote, don't panic. That doesn't necessarily mean the end of the hearing, okay, sir?
All right.
When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false.
Okay.
Also in this case, we see that you have a department report number suggesting that you may have a pending charge outside of the Department of Corrections. So when I read the allegations to you, you'll have a choice of saying whether it is true, false, or you wish to remain silent. Do you understand, sir?
All right.
If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it, but keep in mind the board will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions of phase one. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, I do.
Again, that's why I explained to you that there was a separate vote in between the hearing, so just bear with us.
All right.
I will now begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in your criminal arrears or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number five is demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaultive behavior on about March 17, 2018 in Tucson, Arizona. Mr. Martinez, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
That's true.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
And allegation number two, Violation of condition number 5 is demonstrated by engagement in threats of violence on or about March 17, 2018 in Tucson, Arizona. Mr. Martinez, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. Now, this is what I spoke of, Mr. Martinez. We're going to take a vote and then determine whether or not we're going to pass to the second phase of the hearing. Now, based on Mr. Martinez's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
All right.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Just 1 second, Mr. Martinez, and we'll continue with the second phase of your hearing.
All right.
And that was seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse?
Yes.
Thank you. Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Martinez, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. And during this phase, that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Mr. Turner.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Mr. Martinez, can you hear our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner?
Yes, I could.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Mr. Martinez was released January 26th of 2018. He was arrested on March 17th of 2018 by Tucson PD on an ABC warrant and disorderly conduct and criminal trespassing. He has no new charges at this time. He was back in custody on March 19th of 18 with an adjusted or with the release date of 9/28/18. Current conviction, 9/30/13, armed robbery, 5 years. Prior conviction, 9/13/2005, theft, 1 year. January 17th of 2008, one count of burglary, third degree, 2 years. This is his third term in ADC. He has a current CU score of 3.3, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. He is a self-admitted member of the criminal street gang Vista Bloods out of Tucson. Prior terms of supervision, 2006, released on TIS, he absconded and was revoked by the BOEC. 2009 TIS release, he absconded, was revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary history is significant with drugs, theft, and disorderly conduct noted. Other arrest, 1995 theft, juvenile detention. Also in 1995, burglary third degree, Arizona juvenile detention. 97, assault with a deadly weapon, Arizona juvenile detention. 2006, indecent exposure, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2007, burglary third degree, Arizona felony conviction probation. He has a GV score of 5.6, and status of the charges on the disorderly conduct and criminal dismiss. According to the parole officer, the Tucson police dismissed both cases. I have nothing further.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Martinez. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. According to our case supervision summary, you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at TLC 843 West Thurber in Tucson, Arizona. Is that the only location that you lived when you were outside of prison?
Recently?
Yes, recently, yes, sir.
While I was at the halfway house, then I was staying, like, at the time, too, I was staying at my sister's house, but, like, off and on. But I got other places where I could get addresses and where I could stay at.
We have no notes that you were employed when you were on community supervision. Did you work at all?
Yeah, I did. I worked at All-Star Window Tinting. I worked there for, like, 2 weeks. I didn't get fired or nothing, but I ended up going to doing landscaping. And I was working with some guys that I had met off of a... I think it was off of a, it was off Craigslist, I think it was. He had his own business. His name was Gilbert Castro. And I was working the whole time that I got out. I didn't do no drugs. I was dropping. I went to see my PO, and I was working. I was doing what I was supposed to do. I just got into a little competition with that night. And that ended up catching this disorderly conduct charge. But honestly, I was really trying to go out there and try to do what I had to do out there so I could succeed, so I could get the stuff that I need.
So let me be correct on this. You were arrested, was it by TPD?
Yeah, I was.
And those charges were dropped in the municipal court, or what happened there?
I think it was, but I got, because I was supposed to get OR, but I had the hold, and it was misdemeanor though. But I think it was dismissal or whatever you said right now.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
All right. Yes, Mr. Turner.
I need to make a correction. I stated that it was dismissed by Tucson PD. It was dismissed by the courts.
Yes, thank you. I was just trying to get my bearing. Thank you, Mr. Turner. Programming notes that you were assigned to task under the color code LIME. You submitted a drug testing on February 5th in 2013. Both samples were negative, which we commend you for.
Yeah.
Also, I missed this opportunity, but I
commend you. Sorry for interrupting, but they did, I think they did two UA tests over at the halfway house on that, and I passed those too.
Thank you.
All right.
And I also commend you for pursuing work when you're outside of prison. That's always a positive sign when people are gainful.
And the reason why, too, I got proof of working, too, because at the halfway house I was working, and they interviewed me a paper so they could sign. And I ended up taking it back to them, and that person, I guess the manager at that halfway house, he had called over there to verify it and see if I was working, and it was true. So I was working.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Let's go back to this. Now, you did not abscond. You did not break off contact with your community corrections officer.
No.
Now, again, I know that it's mentioned in charges, but what exactly happened that made Tucson Police Department make contact with you?
The day that they arrested me?
Yes, sir.
Honestly, I'm going to be honestly, I was drinking that night, and I don't know what time I started. I probably started like around maybe 11 or 12 in the evening. I was drinking, and later on that night, I kept on drinking, and I thought somebody said something to me, and I guess he did it. I went and questioned him. He got aggressive. I got aggressive. We started arguing. He had pulled off some bolt cutters, and I was in defensive mode, you know what I'm saying, to defend myself. So the first thing I did was just, I pushed him to the ground. He fell. He tried to get back up. And I did throw like one or two punches, but I did not hit him though.
Thank you, Mr. Marquez. We appreciate your straightforwardness with the board.
Yeah.
About the incident, and it's unfortunate that you, I don't want to say relapsed into drinking. Were you drinking regular when before you were in the correction system?
Oh no, I wasn't. I was drinking like here and there, but it wasn't like. It wasn't like a day-to-day thing. It was just like weekend warrior thing or whatever when I got into the mood of drinking.
But you were aware that drinking was an issue with your terms of community supervision, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow board members, they have any questions for you? Yes, Mr. Johnson.
So maybe I kind of missed it, but you had been drinking and you got into it. Well, why did you get into it with this guy?
What happened?
Why you had been drinking, but you got into an altercation at the bus at the terminal? Why did you get into it with that person?
Honestly, I thought it might sound delusional, but. I was hearing somebody that I knew, and I went in to confront him, and when he was telling me that he didn't know who I was talking about, I wasn't in the right state of mind right there.
So
honestly, I was hearing voices.
Okay. So who's Maria?
It wasn't, being honest, it wasn't Maria, it was or the name that I was hearing, it was Rhea.
Okay.
It wasn't Marisa, it was Rhea.
So you were hearing the name Rhea, and you asked this person about it, and they didn't know anything about it?
What is it? I couldn't hear you.
You were hearing the name Rhea?
Yeah.
And so you approached this person and asked him about Rhea?
Yeah, if Rhea was down there. And I didn't come at him in an aggressive manner or anything like that. I just asked him, hey, is somebody down there with you? And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, is anybody down there with you? Is there a female down there with you named Rhea? And he was like, nah. And it just, like, by me asking, like, he got, like, I could see it in his face and the way his manner was in his body. Maybe because I was just drunk, I wasn't reading him right, or whatever it was, and I just got aggressive with him after he did that. So basically, it was on me. It was my fault.
So you hear voices. Are you on any type of medications?
No, but I used to be on medication, though, long, long time ago when I was a teenager.
All right, Mr. Martinez, thank you.
Thank you, right. Mr. Johnson. Yes, sir, Mr. Neal.
Sir.
Yeah.
You said that you threw punches at this guy, but you didn't hit him. What did you hit?
I didn't hit nothing. It was just, because he was on the floor and he was squirming. Like, he was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was on the floor, like, trying to, like, because every time when I was, like, putting my hand up to hit him, like, he would move. Like, he didn't want to get hit.
You were trying to hit him, but you were drunk and he was moving. Okay. One other question. According to the police report, I guess you, one of the witnesses states that you told them if you say anything to the police, you'd kill them.
No, that wasn't true right there. That's one thing that I did not say. I was drinking, but I wasn't like,
okay.
Yeah,
all right. Okay, well, thank you.
Any further questions for the board members? Okay, Mr. Martinez, I have one follow-up question.
Yeah.
And really, it's just out of concern at this point, and that is, I don't want the excuse to be drinking, per se, but do you get kind of fighty or belligerent when you've had a bit to drink?
Honestly, I'm real social when I drink. It was just, I don't know what happened that night. It was just that maybe I drank a little too much or I don't know what it was.
Thank you, Mr. Martinez. I'm going to check the hearing room right now to see if you have any supporters. Do we have any individuals here that are speaking on behalf of Mr. Martinez today? Okay. We do have some supporters for various hearings in the room right now, Mr. Martinez. That's why I'm reaching out. In the hearing room.
All right.
We're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already shared with us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important to say?
The only thing I can say is just I was trying to be honest that I could, and I was trying to tell you guys the truth that what went on, and if you guys could, if you could just give me another chance, because I never got a chance off, parole, like when I go to the boards, it's always either I get denied. But this time that I got out, I was trying to do what I was trying to do. The only thing that I did, I just started drinking. I drank that night and I ended up catching this new charge. But I was working, I was going to see my PO. At the time, I didn't know I didn't have to go to counseling. And I was doing everything that I needed to do out there. I know I only got a short little bit of time left, but I'd rather be out there so I could just do what I got to do out there for me.
Thank you, Mr. Martinez. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes? So if we'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision.
All right, then.
Thank you, Mr. Martinez.
You're welcome. I know. All right.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I do want to commend Mr. Martinez for being so straightforward with the board.
And I appreciate that.
we're discussing now, Mr. Martinez, but I hear you. Just give us a moment to have the discussion. Thank you.
All right.
Again, I do appreciate that he's been very straightforward with the board, probably more straightforward than most. I like that he was working.
Well, I had to be straightforward. I got to. It was the only way, like, to explain everything.
Mr. Martinez, we're in discussion now, so you're going to have to keep your comments to yourself till we're done, okay, sir?
All right, my bad.
No, thank you, sir. So he was working. He was involved in an altercation in which the charges were dropped. Unfortunately, and I think this is where it turns tragic, much of what probably led to negative attention by the police, aside from obvious assaultive behavior, was that he was drinking in clear violation of his community supervision. So while I like some of what I'm hearing today, I'm still questioning whether or not Mr. Martinez is suitable for community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Any input? Yes, Mr. Johnson.
I just have some concerns about Mr. Martinez. I think he needs to get stabilized on some medication if he's hearing voices, and the voices are causing this type of actions out there. And I think if he's in there, that it'd be better suitable for him to get some counseling and get stabilized on some medication as opposed to being out there. Although he was doing a great job in, while he was on parole and staying in contact with his PO, but this drinking and hearing voices concerns me.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any further input from my colleagues? Okay, then. Then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes land, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W0808, our discussion with Mr. Martinez, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Martinez was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed, was about to lapse in the criminal ways of company, inasmuch that he was arrested for assaultive behavior, and was using alcohol in violation of his conditions of supervision, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Martinez, I take no pleasure in this, but your supervision has been revoked, and you'll be released on about September 28, 2018. I recognize that may sound like a long time away, but it is a matter of months, so we highly encourage you to take advantage of these last months to pursue any programming that's available to you inside the prison system, in particular anything dealing with anger management, drinking, or any behavioral health that you feel you may need. I'm not going to play the physician, but if you're having some of those issues, it's something that's probably worth looking into. Again, we do wish you a safe, productive, and successful return to the community in September. So thank you for being so pleasant and honest with the board today. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. Thank you, Mr. Martinez. If you could.